In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Once upon a time, many years ago, I fell in love. It was a thrilling time, even though it was not perfect. I was in seventh grade, and the man of my dreams was much older and the youth minister of my church. I was pretty goofy that summer. I was completely unable to justify my odd behavior to my parents. I couldn't speak about my intense love because, well, I was crazy, a crazy kid, and I was entranced with a romantic daydream. Worse still, I actually knew that it was very wrong, and it made no sense at all. As anybody would have predicted, I was destined to have my childish heart broken. And it was. In a horrible implosion of my shattered dreams, when the man in question, who didn't even know I had a crush on him, happily announced that he had taken a different job, and he disappeared from my life in a puff of smoke. No matter how ill-advised it had been, I cried as though the world had ended. I fell into my mother's arms and sobbed, even though I couldn't tell her what was wrong. Looking back, I think she probably guessed anyway. And she just comforted me as best she could. That wasn't the only time I was speechless. As I grew up, my inability to stand up and speak when I needed to began to hold me back on much more serious matters. When I was confronted, I would clam up and become mute. Inside, I would be a seething mass of feelings, and I would be worried about exploding. I was frantically trying to organize my thoughts, and I was frustrated because I thought others should obviously understand. I felt humiliated because I felt inadequate and always on the wrong side of everything. So when I heard the scriptures for today, I realized that in some ways, I was very much like St. Paul. I wanted to be a good person. I wanted to be strong enough to say what I meant and articulate what was important to me. I wanted to have command enough to be able to respond when I should have responded. I wanted to be a real Christian. But I was like Paul. No matter what my head told me, I seemed to be incapable of doing the right thing. And I did not understand my own actions. St. Paul's dilemma centered on morality, but I was more concerned with a lack of self-confidence. But both of us were tangled up into a mass of self-loathing that was a drag on God's kingdom. To be fair to St. Paul, I suspect that he had already found the way to deal with his failings, and he just shared his confession to let us know that we are not alone. But he said that he had to constantly fight with the things his mortal body pushed him to do that he felt were unclean and unworthy of him. Thank God we have Jesus, who said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Thank God we can throw ourselves into the arms of God, just as I could with my mother, and find comfort. We can pray and tell God whatever we need to, and God's grace will flow over us to soothe our pain. We need rest for our souls. We really need rest for our souls. The problem is that the comfort alone doesn't change us into people that we want to be, or that God wants us to be. Sometimes we are just soothed and walk away as though nothing happened. We need to be clear that Jesus didn't say, "Take that horrible yoke off your shoulders and just leave it by the wayside." He didn't say that Paul could just give in to his sleazy impulses and not worry about it. Rather, he said that we should exchange our weighty problems for his yoke and learn from him. Jesus meant that we should learn from how he lived his life and his ministry. We should focus on the needs of others and the pain of people who need our help. For me, I had to learn that courage was a necessary part of being a Christian. And I actually learned that it wasn't really all that hard to be brave. Just speaking up the first time, one time, even though my knees were shaking, led to the thrilling discovery that I could have a legitimate voice in this world. The work I still had to do was trying to learn from Jesus about what to do with that legitimate voice. In Eucharistic Prayer C, which we haven't done for a little while, we pray, "Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only, and not for strength, for pardon only, and not for renewal." God does not want us to just come cry in his arms and let the pressure off without ever resolving our problems. Jesus has a yoke. It may be easier and lighter than continually beating ourselves up over our poor behavior and insecurity, but Jesus told us that following him has costs. For us, the costs might be having to rearrange our priorities to do what Jesus would want us to do. The cost may be making God's work our most important goal. The most wonderful thing is that God's grace continues to pour over you no matter what happens. And you don't have to continue spinning yourself into a mass of anxiety all the time. Let go of your fear, your anger, your insecurity. your grudges. Let go of it all. God can take it and absorb it. God can forgive it. You know, God sees through all your flaws. God knows what you're afraid of. He knows what you're stewing about. And God sees your potential because He created you. And God loves you no matter what. So trade in that old, heavy, life-threatening yoke that has been on your shoulder and take on the new yoke Jesus offers. For His yoke is easy and His burden is light. He is gentle and humble in heart, and there we will find rest for our souls. Amen.